With the adjustment to the touchbacks, is it still kind of a feeling out process through that first game in terms of what you should do in the end zone with the ball?
Yeah, well, that's something we studied a bunch in the offseason, something we studied in the preseason, and then with the extra day this week, Hightower and I were able to go back and look at every kickoff league-wide, seeing what people were doing, what we can expect, because one game sample size probably not enough. And, you know, the thoughts on that, I think we'll continue to adjust based on matchups, based on game situation. But, yeah, it's an ongoing process.
Eddie had popped a long return. I think it's the second longest one you've had since you got here on the punt return. What do you like about him as a returner? And I mean, it's been a while since he's done it. Did he handle it the way you thought?
Yeah, Eddie's performance in the game was similar to what we thought we'd get. You know, that's early in the game, and it wasn't like he had played a full game offensively. I think that's something you got to account for anytime you have a starting offense or defensive player with those reps. But we got the kick that we thought we'd get, and the guys did a good job blocking in the open field. Eddie did a good job turning the corner, and you know he's a dynamic player when he's healthy, and he was healthy on Sunday, and that's what we expect from Eddie.
Because he missed the preseason, just curious, what did you kind of base that decision on to go with Eddie as the punt returner?
Well, he did it in practice. He didn't preseason games. He didn't do it. And to be honest with you, had he been healthy in the preseason, I'm not sure he would have taken many reps in the preseason for that. You know, I feel like I know Eddie, and I feel like I know what he brings to the table. So we felt like our best chance to win was him as the punt returner in week one, and that's why we went with him.